A half dozen people in waders stand nearly waist deep in a bend of the Vermilion River. They're getting ready to send electric shocks through the water. They're looking for trout. They're stunning the fish so they can catch them in nets. When they have about 10 fish of all sizes in their bucket, they pull their boat to the side to count them and measure them.
You can see on the one he's pulling out right now, it's a male. It's got the big hook jaw on the front.
532.
These are millimeters. That's about 21 inches.
Brian Nurban is a trout habitat specialist with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, and today he's a happy man. He's collecting a healthy batch of trout on this river just 30 minutes from downtown Minneapolis. He figures the big ones they're finding are about 6 years old.
The fish grow really fast in the Vermilion. You saw when we were shocking, there's a lot of other fish, suckers and creek chubs and things like that that they can eat. They grow a lot faster eating those other fish than they do if they were just eating bugs.
Biologists regard trout as a kind of canary in the coal mine. These trout are healthy, and that's a sign that this river is healthy for all kinds of animals, including people. As you walk along the stream, you can see schools and houses and roads literally a stone's throw from the river. Typically, development like this threatens the trout because it produces warm, dirty stormwater runoff. 20 years ago, a local sportsman's group asked the state to designate parts of the Vermilion River as a trout stream. That would mean local governments would have to do more to protect the water quality, and not all of them were happy with the idea. State planner Michelle Hansen had the task of coaxing local officials to get on board. She did that by doing what the DNR is doing today, shocking the river to show local officials there was something there worth protecting.
Once everyone believed us that it was a trout stream, then we went out and met with every community along the river to tell them what it would mean to them, what changes might happen.
It would mean every town, every township and county that the river flowed through would have to make some changes in the way they developed. Now, in some sections of the river, builders must leave a buffer to protect the stream as much as 150 feet wide. Also, they need to avoid increasing the amount of runoff, rainwater that sheets off roads and driveways and rushes directly into the river is too warm for the trout. Builders are learning how to get the water to soak into the ground instead. They can build narrower streets and shorter driveways. They can build rain gardens and other landscaping that holds the runoff long enough that it can soak in. The state is also building structures in the river to provide better hiding places and spawning grounds for the trout.
Take them away.
It's all aimed at holding on to a rare treasure, a healthy trout stream in a major metropolitan area. For the Environment Report, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.